Hey guys, most people that listen to my show know that top of the mountain sex for me is when my guy comes at the same time as I do. And I think the reason why I like it so much is because it doesn't happen often. And that's because there's an orgasm gap. Girls take a little bit longer to come than guys, but there is a total solution to that problem, and that is Promescence Delay Spray. Promescence Delay Spray is not just for guys with PE. It is for any guy that wants to last a little bit longer in bed without having to worry about it. All you do is spray it on. It's not going to totally numb you out, and it's not going to transfer to your partner. And for your partner, they have a whole line of women's products. I use their warming gel, which I love. They also have a supplement called Vitaflux, which you could take as a supplement or you could take it as a drink. One of my guests recently raved about how it totally changed the game for her guy. And Vitaflux actually is for both men and women, and it's going to make you hornier. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some Promescent now. And for listeners of this show, Promescent is offering 15% off your whole order. So order up. All you got to do is go to promescent.com/strictlyanon. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon. Go there now, order up, and you're going to get 15% off your whole order. Or just go to the description and click on the link.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I don't know why I always sing that. If you haven't followed me on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to follow me. And if you can, give me a review or give me 5 stars on the app that you're on. Do it. That kind of shit really helps the show. What's really exciting now that I love is that Spotify has polls that I get to create for every episode, and they have questions that I could put out there and people get to comment on the episodes. I love interacting with my listeners about what I'm talking about on the episode. So make sure to comment. I'm trying to figure out a way that I could comment back to everybody. They don't sort of make it like a back and forth kind of a thing, but I'm trying to figure that out. But I get so excited when I get a comment. If you leave a rude comment about me or my guests, of course I'm not going to air it. Okay. I get the option to post it or not. And I also can't post dirty ones that are flagged by Spotify. So if you leave a comment, make sure to keep it clean and keep it nice, okay? If you think I interrupt too much, move it along. I interrupt way less now than I used to in the past. But anyway, if you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. If you have a naughty, interesting story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, I'd love to also have you on my show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on be on the show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to be aired on an episode, I now do naughty confession episodes. I do one a week. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. 3579. I think you get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices on them. I edit them together. You could call that number anytime you want. All of those anonymous confessions, even if they're not aired on an episode, or aired on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really fun community. I have over 2,000 people on there. If you join for only $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad free. I do questions and answers and polls and stuff over there as well. I post all the anonymous confessions there. And I also post all the anonymous sexy pics of all of my guests all over there. And you also get access to my private Discord where people are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in the X-rated stuff, but people want to post stuff like that and they get to over on my Discord. So to get access for my Discord and get all the other stuff that I talked about, you got to join my Patreons. Patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's literally just $5 a month and I feel like you get a lot for that. So all of the links and the emails and the numbers and the websites and all that shit I just talked about are in the description, so you don't have to worry about writing it down. Today I have on Cody and his wife. They're young, they're like 35. They've been married for a while. They had a couple threesomes before COVID. During COVID, when things slowed down, they wound up starting like an OnlyFans and a Twitter. Just her like playing with toys and taking sexy pics of her. He says she's super hot. She is. She's a 9.5. You're gonna love her. I have pics on my Patreon and she has an OnlyFans that you'll be able to see her, and there will be links in the description. But they started that in COVID, but then when COVID was over, they went back online looking for people. He got really into hot wifing, wanted her to play solo more, and so she did. He talks about those experiences, he talks about the reclaiming sex, talks about her rules, his rules, and then they wound up having another male, female, male threesome. He talks about that, and then they started couple swapping. They did wind up doing solo play with that couple. Like, he wound up just banging the guy's wife, and his wife wound up just banging the couple's husband, and they're having like the best time ever. He does end with the fact that they're looking to set up a gang bang. Yeah, a gang bang is in their future in April, okay? I told him if he has that gangbang, he's got to call in and give an update, and we'll be in an upcoming episode, a Naughty Confessions episode. That's next on their list, but they've been there, done that, a lot of things, especially hot wifing. They're really into it. He gives a lot of details, talks all about it. It's a great episode. They're super hot. I have pictures over on my Patreon, and then links to their other stuff will be in the description. Anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Cody.
Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Cody. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing, Cody? Now, listen. What do you say? I didn't even give you a chance. I'm like, how you doing? And then I just keep talking. I'm an interrupter. So listen, Cody, you've got a wife. You guys got into the lifestyle. You're kind of newbies, but you got into hot wifing and threesomes. You've done some stuff, right? Your wife now has an OnlyFans like everybody else. Why not? Right? That's what everybody else has.
Right, yeah.
And then you did say that you guys are like, are you both semi-pro athletes? Or is it just her? Is it you? What does that have to do with your things? Oh, she got hit up. She's banging a semi-pro athlete. I've had those people on my show. I've had never the semi-pro athlete or the pro athlete. I have the girls who are banging them on my show before. They always kind of tell me off air who it is, but we never out anybody on my show. My show is anonymous for everybody concerned, even the people that are on the other side of the story. Do you know what I'm saying? We're not here to get anybody in trouble, but we'll hear that story, right? So listen, Cody, you sound kind of young. How old are you and your wife? And how long have you guys been married?
We are both 35 and been married for 13 years.
Okay, cool. And together much longer than that?
No, we kind of did a whirlwind romance.
Like you just knew? Sometimes that's the way that it goes.
Yeah, we actually went to high school together, but the high school was so big that we didn't know each other.
Oh, interesting.
And then a couple years later, we met and I moved back from being in the Air Force, and we hit it off. And 2.5 months later, we were married.
Two and a half months.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. How come you guys are just both roll that way? Spontaneous? You just knew? Or did she get pregnant? I just want to know.
No. We just kind of knew. We're both, our favorite saying is fuck it. So
I love that. Yeah, so you guys were well suited, and listen, you were right, okay? Here we are 13 years later.
Right.
You're probably happy as shit considering what you guys are doing now. It sounds like you took a chance and it worked out. I mean, like, listen, I love stories like that because I think some people think, oh, that can never last. But I've heard many stories like that where they just knew and they got together and they were right. Sometimes you just know.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so you guys have been married for 13 years. Now, were you always like super vanilla from the beginning? I mean, did all of the lifestyle stuff start recently?
Yes, it all pretty much started Well, I take that back. Around, let me see here. It would have been 2016, 17, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
She went out with her girlfriends and they were talking about, would you ever do a threesome, blah, blah, blah. And one girl was like, oh, yeah, I've done that. And so that got my wife's attention because we kind of role played it or whatever. And so they went to the bar and then she ended up bringing her home. And we had our first female, male, female threesome. And then we did that a couple more times after.
With the same girl?
Yes, same girl.
Okay, so now this was your wife's friend, the one who copped to having the threesome?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Did everyone else in the clique know that those two wound up and going home with each other and having a threesome?
No, because she actually picked my wife up to go out to dinner, so it actually worked out really good.
Oh, okay. So they were driving home together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's so funny. I wonder if the other girls in the group knew that they did wind up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, it was probably in the back of their head. They're like, I wonder if that happened.
I don't know. I don't know. I think we're all projecting. So any of those girls that would never think that was going down. But anyway, so what did your wife just like tell her in the car? Like, oh, by the way, I always want to have a threesome. Come home and fuck me and my husband. How does that go down? Because it's kind of like a very spontaneous decision.
So she texted me and she was kind of filling me in on the night. And she was like, hey, so-and-so's had a threesome before. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I was like, what brought that up? And she's like, well, we were just talking about it at dinner. And then she kind of threw it out there. Do you want to? And I was, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah. But did you know at that point whether you were going to be able to fuck her too or just your wife? What kind of a threesome did it wind up being?
No, I had no clue and no like expectation of it. I was just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah, worst case scenario, you're just going to see two girls get it on together.
Exactly.
So that's kind of like top of the mountain anyway. So
they started out kind of making out and stuff. And then the other girl grabbed my hand and brought me closer to her. And she started sucking me off. And then that got my wife riled up and we just all kind of started fucking in different positions and all that.
Well, that's kind of crazy because your wife was down with her friend, like hooking up with you too. Because I feel like a lot of women might be interested in doing a girl-girl thing, but they're like, when it comes to seeing their guy with someone else, they're like, no way, especially one of their friends. But your girl was totally down and open in the midst of passion. She was like, go for it.
Yes. Yeah, it was full passion, whatever goes.
When in Rome.
Yeah. We got the chance. Let's just do it.
So you did fuck the girl and go all the way with her?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how was it?
It was good. So I was banging her doggy style and she was eating my wife out. So my wife and I kind of had eye connection and it was hot.
Let's talk about super hot stories. I know you're here for a hot story. I like hot stories. I'm definitely turned on by what I hear. And that's why I love the Dipsy Stories app. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories. And no matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. They have stories about two girls, two guys, threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes. Whatever you want, they got it on Dipsy. Dipsy also has sleep stories and wellness sessions, and they have written stories as well. And you know what I love most about Dipsy is their jump to the action button. So if you're really horny, you want to get right to where the good part starts, you just click a button and it's going to take you right there. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/strictlyanon, dipsystories.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description and click on the link for 30 days of free access. You have nothing to lose. Go check it out. Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. And listen, you had been with your wife a long time at this point, I'm assuming. And so, like, this is the first time you've got a new girl. Was this the first time that your wife was with a woman, or had she been with women before?
I think she has said she's made out and kind of fingered another girl, but that's about it. And it was just kind of drunk high school nights.
So this was her first time with a woman?
Yes.
So how was the whole experience? Did it last all night? Did she stay over? Did you do it again in the morning?
Let's see. No, they got home around 2, and I think I dropped the girl off at her house around 5.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was sober, so I was like, well, let me drive you guys, huh?
Oh, because she was still drunk?
Yes.
Okay, because you guys drank at the house, I'm assuming.
Yeah, they came home from the bar kind of tipsy and had to leave the car at the bar and Ubered.
Oh, okay, I see.
I just took her home and it was probably 5 o'clock.
Yeah, my computer brain detective distrustful mind just heard something that I'm like, oh, he might be lying because you're not, right? Because of what you just said. But
because you told me
before that she drove your wife to dinner and then now you're driving her home. So I'm like, why are you driving her home?
If you know what I'm saying? So the Uber. Yeah.
Most people don't put shit together like I do. But for the small majority of psychotic people out there that are like I am, I needed to get that information to make people understand you're telling the truth. Because I caught it. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. So was that a hot experience for you?
Yes.
And your wife?
Yes, because we ended up doing it again 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
And then one final time, because the girl was fixing to move. So she kind of had, she's going to move in 2 months. So let's just keep going until she leaves.
Yeah, of course. And so how was that second and third time?
It was just as good as the first time. Just kind of, they come in the house and clothes start flying off and you get to it.
Okay. So now that's like 2016. Now we've got this new BC, AC, like before COVID, after COVID, right? It's AC.
Right, yeah.
Like, so I'm assuming that around there, like all of a sudden COVID hits, right? So like you're not doing anything because I know that like then eventually you get into the lifestyle. Is it after COVID and recently in the past like couple of years that you got into it more?
Yes. So she kept saying after that experience that I owed her that she wanted to do a MFM. And so somewhere a year later, one of her guy friends was out at the bar and she invited him over. And it was kind of like a failed experiment. It wasn't great. She was too drunk. He was done in 2 minutes. So it was kind of like me just sitting there. Do I keep going or do I stop?
God. You were with her at the bar. She was by herself and brought the guy home. You're home waiting.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. But let me just ask you this because, listen, I was very surprised to realize that a lot of guys are into seeing their girl with a lot of guys. But outside of my show, I'm sure there's tons of guys that aren't into it. So how did you feel when your wife said to you, like, hey, I want to bring another guy. Did she know that you were down with that? Had you guys, like, role played that? Because I think that's a big ask for a woman to bring up to a guy, because maybe the guy's like, no fucking way do I want you to bang another guy.
Yeah. And I was kind of hesitant about it, but we had role played it. It was hot. But then I'm like, well, that's a real guy, and she knows him, and he knows some of the people we know. It made me nervous until she texted and said they're on their way. And okay. then I was like, oh man, I'm kind of dying to see this.
Okay. So she brings the guy home. Did you know him? Was it an ex-boyfriend or just a friend of hers?
No, it was a friend that she kind of grew up next to. And okay. So it wasn't like super close. They don't talk all the time. But
she never had sex with him before this. Okay. And he obviously knows she's married. She's like,
yeah,
come home
yeah,
and fuck me in front of my husband.
knowing, because I never really paid attention. We have Facebook, and I never really kind of knew who he was. I knew who he was, but I didn't know him. And after that, you kind of see him pop up, and you're like, man, I cannot believe he actually did that.
Why?
He's kind of goofy and, I don't know, nerdy, so he didn't seem like a player type or, yeah, let's do that.
Why do you think your wife picked him? Did she ever say? Was it because she knew him? Was it because she was just horny that night and he was the only one sitting across from her?
I think it was honestly just she was horny and
he was there.
Said, yeah.
Timing. For him.
Yeah.
Good timing for him.
Yeah.
Considering he lasted 2 minutes, he obviously enjoyed it. So he gets there. You're horny as they're on their way, right? Like, that's what he said. And then they get there and it wasn't that great because he, like, fucked real fast.
Yeah. So we did the whole oral. She sucked mine. She sucked his. And then pushed me down onto the bed and he started banging her doggy style while she was sucking me off, and she was really like into it and, you know, pushing back on him, and he was like, hey, wait, and then he came and it was like, oh.
And that was it.
And I think he got embarrassed and was just like, I'm out.
Right. But did you enjoy it? I mean, I know that you enjoyed it when they were on their way. You were horny for it. Like, when you actually saw it going down, was it just as hot, if not hotter?
It was actually hotter than I thought it would be.
So you were really into it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And her too?
And I was, yes, her too. She was super enthusiastic. Probably the best blowjob she's ever given me.
Okay, so you have a threesome. So now at this point, you've had the threesome with the woman. You've had the threesome with the man. What comes next?
Let's see, COVID hit and everything just kind of died down. Like, we didn't really do a whole lot. And then my kids play on sports teams. So one of the moms, I don't know if she does OnlyFans or anything, but they're all joking. The economy's bad. We're about to start OnlyFans. And so I was kind of like, we could probably do that. And so I talked to my wife about it and she was like, yeah, you set it up. I don't know how to do all that. So I researched it, did all that, and signed up, and then made a Twitter account.
Oh yeah, I remember you have the Twitter too. Right now,
Yes. This
is during COVID because you guys are kind of locked down, and you're like, why not do?
Yeah,
something?
We were kind of bored, and it was like, you're hot, so let's take pictures and see what we can do.
Yeah, I was wondering what's the angle, like, what's going down on her OnlyFans? What did you guys decide was going to be on there? Like, naughty pictures of her, videos of you guys? Like, how far did you take it?
Let's see, we ended up doing pictures for the most part, and then now it's got videos of just her playing with toys or me doing just us.
Uh-huh. And what about Twitter? And same thing?
Twitter, it's mainly just her.
Okay. And listen, I'll put links to everything, right? We'll promote your stuff. You'll send me anonymous pics for my Patreon, and then you'll go into my Discord, and you could post videos and stuff in there and promote your OnlyFans, which is great because I have over 2,000 people over there as well. So we'll definitely promote that because people will be curious after hearing the whole story. But let's go back to the story. So you start this OnlyFans. Now, do you guys get off on, like, people admiring her on there and you on there and your videos and stuff. Is that a part of it too? Are you guys exhibitionists?
Yes. Well, I am. I love it. And then my wife just kind of gets like a confidence boost. You know, if a picture gets retweeted a bunch of times, she's, dang, I am hot.
Like, yeah. You already thought she's hot. You said she's hot. She might as well start her OnlyFans, right? What is she on a scale of 1 to 10 to you?
To me, a 10. Everybody else, 9.5.
Okay, that's high.
I think. Yeah.
Because to me, average is 7. I think a really great score is 8.5. And then to be a 9.5, 10, you got to be like model material. But, you know.
Yeah.
So she's really super hot.
Yes, she's Latina. Uh-huh. Just get the fire, the sass, all that.
All right. Okay, cool. So now you do the OnlyFans. You're doing that through COVID. Now, when do you start back up in the lifestyle? Because you guys wind up doing way more stuff, like in person with people.
The main reason why we kind of started back into the lifestyle and the hot wife stuff is I was in a car wreck and had to have back surgery and shoulder surgery. So I was kind of laid up for 8 months, somewhere in there. And so I'm kind of sitting at home just scrolling through Twitter, Instagram, just all the social medias. And I come across a page. You had her on. It was Ember Ray.
Oh, yeah. I know her. She's hardcore.
Yeah, very hardcore. And so I clicked on it and then kind of scrolled through and I'm like, well, people really actually do that? And then I listened to your podcast with her, and I was like, oh, like that's nuts.
And when you're saying people do that, you're talking about the hot wifing thing, because she's like a professional hot wife. That's really her thing.
Yes.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm just letting people know, because some people might have not listened to her. She's a great episode because she's very hardcore. She's got full reign to go fuck whoever she wants. And she's it's like solo play all the way, straight up real hardcore hot wifing.
Yeah, so we hadn't really been super sexual, just to the fact back surgery, and then 6 months later, shoulder surgery. And so she's going to the gym, and I guess this guy he's working out, she's working out, but they would like lock eyes and kind of smile and do that whole nonverbal flirting.
Oh, yeah. Listen, there is so much testosterone going around at the gym.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like prime for picking people up. I fucked a lot of guys for my gym. I mean, not a lot, actually, but I've made friends. I've hooked up, like, because it's like there is something about that energy in there when everyone's like kind of working out, that it's prime place to lock eyes and then hook up.
Yeah.
If you want to.
And so that went on for a week, and then finally he came over.
No, but you jumped from Ember Ray to her going to the gym. Did you, because you saw the Ember Ray thing, did you wind up like bringing up the hot wifing to your wife and say, hey, like maybe you should go fuck some guys because I'm held up here and can't really service you? You kind of like jumped from one thing to another.
Yeah, that you hit the nail on the head. That was, I saw that and then listened to her podcast, and then I'll kind of searched Hot Wife on your podcast and listened to a few more. And then I sent her a meme deal that had Hot Wife material on it. And then I sent her the podcast and she was like, nah, you're just wanting to bang another girl when you're good to go. And I said, no, it's honestly, you haven't been getting any here lately. So just, you've got a free pass. Go if somebody hits on you, or if you find somebody, just do it. Don't have to feel bad about it.
Okay.
So she was at the gym. The guy's pickup line when he walked over to her.
Is this the semi-pro athlete guy though?
Yes.
Okay. So she's at the gym, and the semi-pro guy is there.
Yes, and his pickup line was, "Please don't be married." That's the first thing he said to her. And she's like, I am. And then they got to talking and she gave him her Snapchat. So they exchanged that. And then he continued with the texting, flirting. And she would come home and be like, oh, I talked to that guy today on Snapchat. And it was, oh, it doesn't delete for 24 hours. So I go through and read it and I'm sitting here turned on. Oh my God, he really wants you. And she's kind of hesitant. And I'm going to say this went on for 2 weeks. And then he actually asked her to come watch him play.
What? Yeah, I was going to ask, what sport does he play?
Basketball.
Okay.
And so she was like, well, I don't know. And he was like, yeah, just come watch me play. No big deal. I won't make a big scene out of it. So she went and watched him play. And then after the game, he messaged her and said, hey, if you liked what you saw out there, then why don't you come over? And so she comes home and is like freaking out. She's like, should I go over there? Should I go? If it's what you want, then go. And she's like, okay. So she gets ready, does the full like shower, makeup, everything. And so our kids weren't at the house, or our two little ones, but we have two older ones, and they were out with their friends. So I was like, well, if you're going to do it, this would be the best time. So she goes over there and they're like hanging out, watching a Lakers game, I think. And I'm kind of sitting here watching the game too. And she's like, we're not doing anything, texting me back and forth. And I guess they lived with three other guys. And so when he was like, hey, you want to go watch a movie in my room? She was like, so they're all going to be here.
How old is this guy? Is he a young guy that he's still got roommates?
Yeah, he's 26, and they kind of, they're from all over the country, and they come to our city, and just, they all room together, because they're all teammates.
Want to have the best sex you've ever had in years? Then you need to get yourself some Viya High Love Gummies. I got an email from a listener of mine that bought them last time I advertised them. And literally the guy said, me and my wife had the best sex that we've ever had in 40 years. Promise you. That's a real review. Viya High Love Gummies will get your senses going, increase your blood flow, and intensify your sexual experience. Viya also offers zero THC products. They have a whole CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy, okay? You want something that's going to put you to sleep and keep you asleep? Try the Zen CBD gummies. I normally take melatonin to go to sleep. I took one of these. I got so tired like a normal person and then fell asleep and had the best night's sleep ever. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some High Love gummies for great sex and check out all the other Viya products. And the best part is Viya legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, you're going to get 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies with my exclusive code Strictly Anon at viahemp.com. viahemp.com. Use my code Strictly Anon at viahemp.com for 15% off and a free pack of Dream gummies.
So they just
That's a different thing. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Tennessee somewhere.
Okay, cool. So he's in town. Okay, I get that whole scene.
Yeah. He's from out of town, so it's not like hooking up some guy that may know somebody that knows somebody that knows us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's there. She's all the roommates are there. They go into a private room. Now, she's got the okay that, like, she's going to go over to that guy's house and do whatever she wants with him. I forget, like, where.
Well, yes.
This is what, and you want that to happen, like, solo play, her come home and tell you or whatever. This is, like, how it's set up?
Yes.
Okay.
And she asked him about a video, but he was like, he wants to be in the NBA, so he's, that's ever out there, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, that's cool. I get it. And she said they kissed or something. That was the last text I got. And then an hour later, she did the crying face laughing emoji.
And what did that mean? I'm done? That's fun. What does crying
mean? Yeah, that was fun.
What does hilarious mean? Done deal?
Yeah, done deal. And she was like, I don't know how to leave. And I was like, well, you just kind of get up and say thanks.
How uncomfortable.
Yeah, and
it's so funny that her husband's helping her figure out how to leave after she fucked another guy. What a weird
kind of get up and say thanks for a good time.
She's got to call her husband for help.
Yeah.
Okay, so go on.
And so she comes back home, and she's at the beginning of her story, like, I'm all worked up, we're making out, and then the two older boys come busting through the door, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So it kind of ruined that first time to
I'm wondering why her. It's interesting. I was wondering why you brought up that your kids weren't home, because I'm like, she's not even at the house, so what does it matter if your kids aren't home? But now I know why you teed up the kids not being there, because they busted up your hot sex with your own wife. Not her sex with the guy.
And they have three friends apiece. They're all over. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. You must have stayed hard for 4 hours.
Oh yeah. It was like the worst night's sleep I've ever had. Just tossing and turning. I'm like, oh God. So she kind of finishes telling me the story the next day through a text message. Cause this was on like a Thursday night, in the summer. So it was through text message. She was at work and I'm like, I can't be at work and read this. So, it was super hot. They did pretty much everything. And then she did say when he took his pants off, she said, oh no. And he thought she was going to start running. She said he wasn't like huge, but he was pretty good size. And so she just kind of went, oh no. And then he was like, oh, are you good? And she's like, oh yeah, I'm good. And so long story short, about a week later, they do it again. Same thing. She goes over to his house and all that, roommates are there. And she's like, it's kind of embarrassing. It's like the walk of shame.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because you got to walk out and sitting in there getting banged, being loud and doing all that. And so that night she came home and we actually got to do the reclaiming thing. And that was like the hottest sex we've had in quite a while.
After that, after she was with that guy. So it turns out that this is like something you're really into.
Yes. And I'm sitting here in my shoulder sling while she's riding me. It's it's super hot, but it's like also embarrassing. I'm like,
yeah. But you know, I don't know, maybe some cucks would love even that part of things would actually make the cuck even more horny, because they're like being humiliated because they can't fuck as good as the last guy.
Yeah.
That's like the whole cuck scenario. You could use it to your advantage. So
right, yeah.
So that was the first time you really got that reclaiming sex experience that people talk about. I've never done hot wiping with anyone, so I don't know, but people talk about it. Was it what everyone says it was for you guys?
Yes. Her being able to just talk about it while we're having sex was that's what put it over the top.
So it was super hot to you. That's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have any rules or regulations at these hookups? Did she have to use a condom? Did she not use condoms? Was she allowed to kiss them? Was there any rules?
Let's see. Her rules are protection, no anal. Mm-hmm. And then my rule was they just can't cuddle after. That was the only three rules.
Okay, cool. So after that guy, I know that there's a guy that you guys did together, right? Like, how did that happen and what went down in that scenario?
Let's see. We got on an app called ThreeFun and found this guy, or I found him. And then he video chatted just to make sure we were real. And then we set a date and time to met up and kind of bullshit with him for 30 minutes. And then clothes started coming off. I think he was ready. And I watched /videotaped/joined in. I was kind of doing everything. And it was super hot. The bed was soaked. It was a good time.
So this was a really good MFM, right? Nothing with you and the guy, just you guys both with her?
No, just me and her and him and her.
But this time you're filming it for your OnlyFans or just for you guys?
This one's just for us.
Okay. And
there's some clips of it on Twitter, but that's about all we've done.
Okay, cool. As far as like other people on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was good. He was able to last and everything. He was more professional than the other guy because you met him on an app.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He ended up, we both went two rounds and it was a good 3 hours of fun.
Okay. And so now do you have a preference, her playing solo and coming home or you being there and participating, or do you like both equally?
Our preference is me being there. Mm-hmm. Just think she's more comfortable.
Yeah.
And for some reason, she thinks it's hotter with me watching / joining in. She's the more the merrier on that, I think.
Yeah.
Is where that will go in the future.
Mm-hmm. So did you see that guy again, or was that a one and done thing?
That was a one and done thing. We went on vacation and then school started and it was just hectic, and then still kind of talk to him once a month and kind of say, hey, we need to get back together, stuff like that. And then we started swinging with another couple that we met on the same app.
Okay. So and when you say swinging, were you going to swingers parties or swingers clubs or hotel takeovers? What was like your first swinger experience?
Our first swinger experience, we just met them at dinner.
Uh-huh.
I guess it would be like a couple swap.
Uh-huh.
And we had been texting with them back and forth. And we finally set a day where they were free, we were free. And they live like an hour and 20 minutes away.
How old were they? Because you guys are kind of young, right? You're in your early 30s. Like, how old are they?
The guy's early 30s and the girl is 30.
Okay.
So they're pretty young too. And the girl was bi.
Uh-huh.
And so my wife kind of wanted to experiment with that too.
So you knew going in this couple swap that the both of the women were bisexual. That's how you marketed yourself on that app?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you meet them out at dinner.
And then we hit it off just through the text and dinner. Everything went good. So we had booked a hotel anyways. So we went back to the hotel and my wife wanted to play a game because she was nervous. And I was baffled by that because I'm like, well, we've done this before. And she's like, not with other people. I'm like, okay.
What do you mean not with other people? Well, it's only been with one person because maybe that there was like the couple thing that made her nervous.
Yeah, I think it was the couple thing that made her nervous. Uh-huh. Well, and watching me do something with somebody else that she's not involved, like she just kind of, she was like, I want to be in the same room when we're doing stuff. And I said, okay, I'm cool with that. So we start playing a game and it was like a card game. It ended and everybody was just kind of sitting around and I was like, well, I'm just going to make this happen. And so I go over to the other guy's wife and start making out. And then it just went from there. And that was the best experience we've had.
How come?
She thought it was extremely hot watching me with the other girl while she was with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole dynamic of just the full swap. And he'd never been with a girl that squirted. And my wife, she squirts all the time, but there was one particular moment that she was riding him and she just kind of stood up and it was like a porn star squirt. And I was like, oh my God.
All over the guy. Was the guy into it?
Kind of. He was like, I'm going to go get a towel now.
Oh, my God.
And I said, oh, that's my wife right there.
So funny. And now do the wives hook up as well?
Yes. So they just kind of did oral stuff. And my wife liked it. She's kind of a pillow princess. She just wants to be center of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did a couple rounds there and then they left and we just kind of, what would be the word for recall? I guess reminisced in the moment.
Uh-huh.
And we had we had sex for quite a while after that, and that's just made our sex life go from once a week to 4 or 5 times a week. Just, we don't care if we're tired or what, we just get after it. It's helped a lot.
Yeah, well, listen, I think the more you have sex, the more you want it. And what I've heard a lot of the time from people who have these kinds of experience, that you stay turned on sometimes for weeks afterwards. It kind of revs you up and keeps you going for a long time. It's not even just the night of or the night after. There's great reclaiming. It's like the high from it or whatever, the horniness of it could last for a really long time and adds to it. And so you're just like, it just ramps you both up. I've heard it many times before from people.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, that's great. So now, did you do more swinging with that couple? Did they get you like full on in the lifestyle? Did you go to clubs and parties and stuff, or just like swapping with couples?
No, we haven't gone to parties. We're just kind of swapping. We haven't been to a club, but we're planning on going to a club sometime in April. And then we're going to Vegas for a week. So we're going to try to do something there.
Now, do you see that couple still, or was that a one and done thing with them?
Yes, we've done. Well, in fact, the very next night we came back, and then we were talking. We were like, man, that was hot. And then we ended up driving back to their house and doing it again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we were just amped up.
How long ago did that happen?
See, that was October, and we've been with them a few more times, and then she went solo with him for the first time, and that's when she was like, I'd rather you be there for some reason.
Oh, interesting.
And then she let me go solo, and she did not like that, and I'm 100% cool with it.
So but you dig when she's solo, like you're into that, right? How did her experience with that guy go solo?
She said it went good. I guess he came in 5 minutes, and then they had to kind of sit around and wait. And she said the next time, and she sent me some videos and pictures and stuff, and I get off on that.
So you liked the experience, but she didn't really, because she had been with the couple with you as well.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. She gets more turned on when I'm actually there. She can look at me and see that I'm turned on. So I think it makes her feel secure that she's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
If she can look over and see me, I'm just like drooling all over the place.
And she's giving you a show.
Yes.
Now, how did it come to play that you wound up doing solo too? I mean, who did solo first, or was it kind of like you agreed that both of you would do it? I mean,
Yeah, so she went with him first, and then the other wife kind of hit me up and said, hey, since they did their own thing, do you think we could do our own thing just to try it out? Because that was the first time she had ever done anything solo also.
Who decided to do solo to begin with? Like, how did her and him decide to do solo? Who hit up who?
I brought that up.
You did?
Because we hadn't seen him in a month and a half. So I was like, our schedules are too hectic. You guys find a day just to go do it. And I'm 100% cool with it. Just send me videos, pictures.
But listen, like she's bi, so she'd be down for the wife to be there too. How did it come about that it's just her and the guy? Were you specific about that?
Not really. That's just how the schedules matched up.
Okay, so now you wind up doing the solo thing afterwards with the wife.
Yes.
Okay, and tell me what happened then.
See, it was on a Saturday. We met at the same hotel they met at, and she's more into being a sub, and I'm more into being a dom. So I brought like a backpack full of goodies and kind of did all that, tied her up. And her husband doesn't like to do that, but I do. And my wife isn't like super into it. So it kind of works out really good. And so we did that, had sex, did everything, and went our separate ways. And when I got home, my wife was kind of being quiet, and I told her what we did and what happened. And she got hot, like she was horny, but she didn't want to say that she was horny. She's like, I'm sexually horny, but I'm just like, I can't believe you actually did that. And I said, hey, if that's not cool, then 100% tell me.
Yeah. So she felt like some part of her felt turned on by it, but another part of her felt like not right about it at the same time. I feel like those two things can exist at the same time for sure. I just did a poll on my Patreon today about exactly that, about how can you turn jealousy into a turn on, or can they both exist at the same time, or can you transfer one to the other?
Yeah,
and some people said exactly that. Like in the moment, it could be really super hot, but then post nut clarity, that jealousy could come back and then you could feel fucked up about it.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what happened. We both got off and then it was back to reality. And
she didn't like it.
Yes.
She felt weird about it. So you didn't but how was the experience fun for you? Did you have good sex with the wife? You kind of like just set a matter up, but we fucked.
Yeah. We had good sex. She actually squirted and she didn't know she could.
You're kidding. Maybe she saw, after she saw your wife giving that porn star showing last time, she had to up her game.
I listened to one
of my episodes about how to squirt Susan Bratt.
Right. And those were spot on. I gave my wife her first orgasm and kind of coached her through how to squirt.
Yeah.
Or how I thought a woman can squirt.
Yeah.
And so I did it to the other wife unknowingly. She didn't know what I was doing, but I was going down on her and she ended up squirting. She was like, oh my God, what the fuck? And I said, hey, that felt good, right? She's, oh yeah.
Oh my God, I'm surprised. Have you seen her since and made her squirt since?
No, so that was recent. That was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And so we're trying to plan another time where we can all four get together.
Yeah, I made a joke on that Susan Bratton episode. I did one recently with, she teaches people how to squirt. Her program actually is really good, you know, for people that can't. But I was saying, like, I just feel like any guy out there, if, like, you could be the guy to make a girl squirt, like, you know, you're going to be number one on my list for the rest of your life. You want to be that guy.
And that's kind of how my wife explains it. She's like, you're the first person to give me an orgasm.
Yeah.
I squirted with you the first time. You're it.
Put a ring on it.
Yeah.
2.5 months, I'll marry you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, that's so funny. What's on your guys' bucket list now? You're kind of like doing it all. We'll give a shout out to your OnlyFans, but my last question is, like, what is in your guys' future? What are you looking to do more of, or something, anything new that you guys want to experience?
I have expressed an interest in her doing a gangbang.
Oh my God.
She's 100% four guys max, but they better be good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, of course, like you can't have.
But this is the thing. I just actually spoke about that on my most recent Naughty Confessions episode, because there was like a guy who spoke about gangbangs. And I said, listen, if you want to be a gangbang guy, that's cool and everything. But you just need to know that if you're going to show up at a gangbang, that girl that's there wants to get fucked. And she's going to be very disappointed if you cannot get it up and keep it up. And that's the biggest letdown at a gangbang. I feel like you could like not be able to get it up in any other place, but not at a gangbang. You will be like taken off the list. Those girls are hardcore.
Anything, you hold the camera while I join in.
Yeah, no, that's the biggest complaint. And so if a girl wants a gangbang, like your wife, right? She wants four guys there. Four guys better be like ready to fuck her, because she's there for a night full of hardcore sex.
Exactly.
So she's down for it, your wife.
Yes. Yeah. She's 100% down. Kind of same theme. Fuck it. Let's try it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking Vegas might be a decent place to kind of put online and say, hey, we'll be here. Try to get that set up. Plus it's her birthday week. So might be a good birthday present.
Oh my God, you're gonna have to, like, when is her birthday week coming up? Is it coming up soon?
It's in April.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure your episode will be aired before that, but you could always give an update on my confessions hotline. We'll throw it on there. If she's got a gangbang, that'll be a great confession that we talk about on my show.
Okay, yeah.
And then I'll pair it up with this. It's interesting that gangbangs are such a thing for a lot of people. I didn't know that either, but gangbang porn is not only highly downloaded by men, but also by women. There's a lot more women that are into gangbangs than I would have ever expected. And typically if I'm talking to someone that's into gangbangs, it's a woman. I'm like,
yeah,
I didn't know these girls existed.
Her favorite porn is male, female, male. If you put that on,
more guys the better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's hard to set up a gangbang, though. If you want to set up a gangbang with four guys that are ready to perform, that are pretty professional at the gangbang experience, you should start now, okay? Because to get that she likes that are good to go, you probably need to invite 15.
Yeah.
So get on it.
They all show up.
Yeah, get on it. So why don't you give a shout out to all your stuff? You're going to send me hot picks, right, for my Patreon?
Yes, I can
okay.
do that
as soon as we get off. Okay, I'm gonna have to start getting pictures of people before they fucking tape,
right?
Because people flake out and then it makes me look like a liar and people sign up because they say online. I don't know, it's annoying. But so send me those ASAP and then I'll give you free access to my Discord. You'll be able to go in there and post some X-rated stuff, like stuff that for me, send me R-rated sexy pics.
Okay.
And then save your X-rated ones for Discord. I will send you a free link to that when your episode goes up. So you could go in there and talk to my audience in the beginning. And then give a shout out to your OnlyFans and your Twitter. And I will put a link to anyone that's listening and you're driving. Don't worry, the links, whether you have an all links kind of thing or just give me both links, I will put the links to your stuff in the description. But give a shout out to how the people can find you on OnlyFans and Twitter.
Okay, Twitter and OnlyFans. It'll be Ava, A-V-A, and then Mendoza 69.
Oh, well, that's a hot name. There you go.
Yeah.
Ava Mendoza 69. That's a slut name. That's like your stripper name. That's a good
right,
stripper
yeah,
name.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So listen, if people want to go check out your 9 and a half wife, Ava Mendoza, she's a horny girl. Go check her out on Twitter. It's Ava Mendoza 69. And it's same thing on OnlyFans right now. Do you have one link that has both of those links on it? Or do you want to send me two separate links to them?
I'll send you two separate links.
Okay, great. So I'll put the links to those places in the description. You'll get me stuff from my Patreon and go in there afterwards. And this episode will be up really soon. So please, the minute we hang up or tonight, the latest, like the sooner the better you get me the picks for me as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Awesome.
And then on the Discord, I just go in and post those pics.
Yeah,
separate.
It's a great place to talk to people. I have a big, like I said, I have 2,000 people there. Same with my Patreon. And then I have a really big audience on my podcast. So you'll definitely get people signing up. But yeah, that's Discord is for your X-rated stuff. So send me the R-rated stuff, sexy pics.
Okay. I can do that.
You got it? I know I'm going to get pussy shots of your wife. It happens all the time. That's what I say. I'm still going to get like her blowing you a picture of it.
Yeah, I'll have to throw that in there.
Oh my God. Yes, everyone does. All right, Cody, thanks so much for calling in. I love your story. And listen, do me a favor after her party. If you guys have a gangbang, do me a favor. Email me if you're going to, if it happens, say, hey, give me the heads up. Hey, Kathy, this happened. And then leave it on my confessions hotline because then I would add it into a confessions episode too. Okay. It'll be interesting update. That. Okay, cool. Awesome. Thanks, Cody.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics, and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly? and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.